As it becomes more widely understood by more people that the internet offers blind people the opportunity to read newspapers they couldn't access independently before, do shopping, read their bank statements, and basically have a greater deal of independence than they could ever have dreamed of just a few years ago, many blind people want to get into the internet. They can't necessarily afford to, or don't necessarily want to, have full access to all of the power of the PC. They just want to surf and perhaps do email to keep in touch with friends and family. It's for this reason that recently Connect Out Loud was released by Freedom Scientific to try and take advantage of this market, and you'll have heard our review on Main Menu of Connect Out Loud. If you haven't, it's available in the on-demand archives. Of course, there are products that precede Connect Out Loud and that have considerable experience in this area. PW WebSpeak is no longer being actively supported, but I think it may have been about the original talking web browser. And for some time, there has been IBM Homepage Reader. In fact, if you go back to the Blind Line archives of December 1999, you'll find an interview with Guido Carona, who demonstrated some of the features of the then current release of IBM Homepage Reader. Recently, IBM has released a new version of this product. It seems to me, a very significant rewrite, complete user interface redesign, and instead of using the Netscape engine, they're using the engine of Microsoft Internet Explorer for this IBM Homepage Reader 3.0. Before we begin the review and demonstration of this product, I should say it's probably been one of the hardest products for me to review. That's because for some years now, I've been using Microsoft Internet Explorer in conjunction with some sort of mode that uses Microsoft's Active Accessibility, whether that be through Windows's MSAA mode, which has been around for quite a while now, or JAWS for Windows in their more recent versions with the virtual cursor. So you get set in your ways, and I'm doing my best to make sure that me being set in my ways is in no way going to prejudice the way that I look at IBM Homepage Reader 3.0. I actually had to go through quite a bit of a procedure to get this product running on my system. I had a copy of IBM Homepage Reader 2.5 on CD, and it was possible for me to download the upgrade, which is free, for version 3.0 off the internet. And I must say, I think IBM should be really highly commended for that. It is very seldom in this assistive technology industry that you find a free upgrade to a major release like this, from a 2.x release to a 3.x release. So well done, IBM, for supporting their loyal customers and providing that feature. Because it's such a significant rewrite, though, it meant that I had actually not had IBM Homepage Reader on my system for some time. So I installed the version 2.5 CD, and that installed Netscape Navigator with it. Then I installed the 3.0 upgrade and removed Netscape Navigator. I have no desire to have that particular browser on my system. The installation of the upgrade from 2.5 to 3.0 was a slightly interesting experience. The installation does go reasonably well in terms of friendliness, because if you don't have a screen reader, you get a human voice prompting you through the installation. In version 3, incidentally, that human voice is optional, and some of the settings will be determined by whether you choose the human install that talks you through, that's part of the Homepage Reader CD, or whether you choose the screen reader assisted install, and I'll talk a bit more about that process a little bit later. But when I was installing version 3 of Homepage Reader, it said to me that it had to restart my system, and that when Windows had fully restarted, it would pick up from where it left off. Windows dutifully restarted, but when the installation procedure was supposed to restart, nothing happened. I ended up having to run the setup program again, and although it started from the beginning, it did actually continue. I think it was installing the text-to-speech engine. It is important to read the README file before you install Homepage Reader, because there are some issues, some known issues, to do with other screen readers that you may want to consider, particularly if you're using Windows, which uses ETI Eloquence version 5.0, which apparently has some conflicts with the IBM ViaVoice Out Loud version 5.0, which is installed. Having said that, we'll go now and take you for a bit of a tour of Homepage Reader. And to do that, I'm going to press Ctrl-Alt-H, which is the hotkey that they install for you, which is loading Homepage Reader. Just as this loads, I need to say that for whatever reason, the product is behaving very, very sluggishly on the system, which is a Pentium 450. It's the usual one that we use for reviews with 128 megs of RAM, and it's still running Windows 98. I am assured, though, having talked about this on the homepage reader email list, that this is not common. So there's probably some sort of conflict somewhere.
Welcome to ACB Radio, the voice of the world's blind community.
ACB logo. Thick black line.
Okay, so it's welcome to me to ACB Radio because I have that as my home page now. I've gone in and changed the home page of homepage reader. By default, when you start it, it comes up with a getting started page that tells you a few things about how to get going with homepage reader. It's a very friendly product to get to know, and I'm going to show you some of the features of that getting to know the product shortly because they're outstanding. I know of nothing so friendly as this in terms of learning the product. Let's just take a look. We have a regular Windows menu bar in version 3 of IBM Homepage Reader, which is a welcome thing. I just tap the Alt key.
File submenu, press F.
And we have the file menu.
Edit submenu, press E. Read submenu, press R.
I'm just arrowing through with the right arrow key as one would a standard Windows menu bar.
View submenu, press V. Go submenu, press G. Favorites submenu, press A.
Now the favorites are good because they actually do work with the standard Internet Explorer favorites. So if you have been using IE before, all your favorites are still here in IBM Homepage Reader, and they do install some favorites for you. I see the ACB website's there, the NFB website is there too, the World Wide Web Consortium, and they're all just under the accessibility subfolder. I believe there are some other favorites there that they put in as well. I haven't had a chance to separate my huge list of favorites from what they've added.
Settings submenu, press S. Help submenu, press H.
And that's help. Now, before we actually go to touring the browser itself and putting it through its paces, I want to say that I have never seen anything so wonderful to learn as Homepage Reader. When I found the interactive tutorial, I just instantly realized that this is the way the whole industry should be. When you put yourself in the place of somebody who does not like to read a manual from cover to cover, and how many people actually like to read a manual from cover to cover, really? Then you might be a new user as well. This interactive tutorial system that I'm going to show you with IBM Homepage Reader off the Help menu, I think has set a new standard for quality product training. Let's just go down here.
Contents, press C.
I'm on the Help menu, remember, so we're down arrowing.
HTR Help F1, press H. Page Summary Control plus F1, press S.
Some of these things we will cover.
Where are my Alt plus F1, press W. Keys Help Shift plus F1, press K. Read status bar control plus shift plus F1 press R. Tutorial press T.
And there's the tutorial, so we'll stop on that at the moment and press enter.
Starting the tutorial. Please wait.
And the tutorial is about to start. And we'll, I'm going to type in a different last name so that it will start from the beginning again. It'll ask me who I am shortly. I often wonder that. So it's just loading the tutorial. This, on my system at least, is taking a while.
Welcome to the Homepage Reader tutorial. Please type your last name and press enter.
Alright, well I'm just going to type main menu in here.
A-I-N-A-E-N-U.
And press enter.
Home. Use the down arrow to select an option, then press enter.
Right. Now, it told me to use the down arrow to select an option and then press enter. I'll play a little bit of the welcome for you so you can get a feel of this, and then we'll give you a bit of a demonstration as to how it teaches you things further on. So I'm going to down arrow now.
Welcome.
There's the welcome, so we'll take a bit of a listen to some of this. I'm pressing enter.
Welcome to the Homepage Reader tutorial. This tutorial has been designed to teach blind and visually impaired people the main concepts of Homepage Reader 3.0. This Homepage Reader tutorial provides interactive training that combines instructional lessons, practice exercises, and review quizzes. With this tutorial, it is easy to select the topics you want to learn about. Moreover, you can listen to explanations at your own pace and replay them if necessary. This curriculum includes these units. Unit 1. Understanding the Internet. Unit 2. Home Page Reader 3.0 Basics. Unit 3. Home Page Reader 3.0 Advanced Topics. Unit 4. Communicating with Home Page Mailer. Each unit is divided in lessons. The last lesson of each unit is a review which consists in a 5-questions multiple choice quiz that allows you to determine if you need to review some material. Throughout this tutorial, you will use Home Page Reader 3.0 to do practice exercises. The tutorial will remain active to help you along while you complete these exercises using keyboard commands.
Alright, I've just stopped it. It really works, folks. It is just a wonderful way to learn. I actually sat here yesterday, absolutely spellbound, working through this interactive tutorial. And as soon as you start drifting off, which often happens, you know, you dutifully read documentation and you find yourself drifting off. And as soon as you start to do that with this interactive tutorial, it's telling you to press something. You're interacting with it, and so it wakes you up and keeps you alert. It is a terrific way to learn, and I think that the screen reader manufacturers and other manufacturers in this industry would be foolish not to take a very close look at the effect that this is having on the learning curve of new home page reader users, because I think it must be a very positive effect indeed. The tutorial keys are completely separate from the normal keys that you work in home page reader, and that's because the tutorial never takes focus away from home page reader. You always have home page reader working in the foreground, and that means that you can be interacting with the web browser and with the tutorial at the same time. There are no key conflicts involved at all. What I'm going to do is press F7, which is the exit key in the tutorial, to take me up a level, because we'll show you how it teaches you things, and then we'll go through one of the examples of the multiple choice quiz.
Home. Use the down arrows. Welcome. How to use the tutorial. Main menu.
Oh, that's the main menu, which is what we want, so I'll press enter.
Main menu. Use unit 1. Getting acquainted with the internet. Unit 2. Home Page Reader 3.0 Basics.
That's quite a sizable unit, and so we'll go in there and do at least a bit of one of the lessons.
Menu for Unit 2. Home Page Reader 3.0 Basics. Lesson 1. Beginning with Home Page Reader. Lesson 2. Reading with Home Page Reader.
Well, let's take a look at a bit of this Lesson 2, Reading with Home Page Reader.
Lesson 2. Reading with Home Page Reader.
In the following lesson, you'll learn the following aspects of HPR. How to start, stop, and resume reading, and use basic reading keys. About the previous, current, and next keys, and how to use reading modes. The web page that will be used in this lesson is located in the tutorial files. Therefore, you don't need to be connected to the internet to complete this lesson. Make sure to turn off your screen reader if you are using one, to avoid conflicts between the screen reader and home page reader's own reading function. There are special keys that help you navigate this tutorial in addition to the standard.
We won't go into those right now, but needless to say, I'm going to push one of those keys now to move us on to the content. We'll push F12.
Basic reading functions.
Text view.
HPR's basic reading functions are easy to use. We'll begin with the following basic reading functions. Start, stop, and resume reading, and reading the first and last item on the page. When the term item is used, this simply means a small chunk of information. An item can be a link, a line of text or text and links, an object like an image or an image map, or even a paragraph of continuous text.
Start, stop, and resume reading. The news report web page will be loaded. Press Ctrl to stop HPR reading the page.
Now the page is loading. By itself, I'm not doing anything wrong.
Technology and vision. Image with no alt text.
Now you're hearing images. This demonstration web page reading, and as I was instructed, I've tapped the control key to stop it from reading, and it also said press F12 to continue. So I'll press the F12 key to continue.
As soon as HPR begins to load a web page, the first thing it does is announce that it is loading a web page and reads the URL to you. Once the page is loaded, it automatically reads the title of the page which is displayed in the title bar, and then it proceeds to read the rest of the page to you if you don't stop it or tell it to read something else. To have HPR start reading the contents of a web page to you, all you need to do is press the space bar. To make HPR stop reading, you press the control key. Remember, the space bar starts reading, and the control key stops it. When it begins reading after being stopped, HPR will resume reading from the next item. Try stopping and resuming reading a few times now.
When you've done this, press F12 to continue.
Alright, and so I can just try that, I'll hit space.
Images select.
And control.
Image.
And you actually notice that the indexing in Home Page Reader is first class, can't be faulted. It resumes exactly where you stopped with the control key. Very nice indeed. And I could push F12 to continue, and it will keep talking me through. Now, for some people, this will be way too slow. It won't be the way that you want to learn. But for, I would say, the majority of people, this style of learning is a real plus. Well done to whoever invented this interactive tutorial course. I'm going to press F7 because I'm going to take you through to one of the lessons now that actually tests you on what you've learned. I've pressed F7. There we go. And I'm going to press F7 again.
Menu. Use the down arrow main menu. Last activity. Unit 1. Getting acquainted with the internet.
You'll notice that there was a new option there. It said last activity, and it remembers where I was so that I can go back if I need to. But I'm going to go through to the introduction to the
menu
internet one.
Unit 1.
And we'll just press,
getting
I think if I press
the internet.
Yes, all right. I
use
think if
the down arrow to select the lesson, then press enter to begin.
I think if I press the end key, no, I have to use, oh, we'll try up arrow.
Return to the main lesson 3, review.
Alright, we'll do the review lesson now and show you how it tests what you've learned. This is the introduction to the internet unit, which I think is a really nice explanation of what the internet is, how it works, and what it can do.
Review. This lesson is a 5 questions multiple choice quiz. To review the answers, press the down arrow. To choose your answer, press enter. For help, press F9. To go to the first question, press F12.
Alright, I will.
Question 1. What is the term internet short for?
What is the term internet short for? And I can now down arrow and choose one of these multiple choice answers.
A. Internal network. B. Instructive terminal network. C. Internetwork.
Don't they say that there's a high likelihood that the answer is always C? So somebody said that C is the most frequently right answer in a multiple choice quiz. I don't know if that's true or not.
D. Invasive termite network.
Okay, so we'll
C,
up arrow to C and press enter.
You are correct. The term internet is indeed short for internetwork because the internet is a system of network computers. To continue, press F12.
And we'll answer the next question wrongly.
Question 2. Which of the following terms describes the mail server where outgoing email is sent?
Alright, well the answer is obviously the SMTP server, but we'll just go through and see what answers they've got.
A. POP3. B. SMTP. C. HTTP. D. IRC.
Alright, well let's answer the one that people may well answer if they're a bit confused.
A. POP3.
POP3.
Sorry, the POP3 server is not where outgoing email is sent, but rather where your incoming email is stored. In fact, the SMTP server is where outgoing email is sent. Please refer to Lesson 2 to learn more about SMTP and mail servers. To continue, press F12.
Alright, we'll may as well continue this quiz.
Question 3. What is the term used for web addresses?
Alright, what is the term used for web addresses?
A. URL.
That's the one.
You are correct. URL, short for Universal Resource Locator, is the term used for web addresses. To continue,
I can cut this off, just hit F12.
4. Which of the following items is used to connect web pages to one another? A. Email. B. Links.
That's the one.
You are correct. Links are used
and I'll
to
hit
connect
F12.
Web. Question 5. What does the letter E in email stand for?
Oh yeah, what does the letter E in email stand for?
A. Efficient. B. Expert. C. Elephant.
Oh yes, so let's choose elephant.
Sorry, but the E in email has nothing to do with elephants. In fact, the correct answer is that the letter E in email stands for electronic. Please refer to lesson 2 to learn more about email. You have completed this lesson. To continue, press F12.
I gotta get out of this tutorial, but I could play with it all day. There you go. Let's all get on our elephant mail and talk about homepage reader. I'll press F7.
For unit 1. Main menu.
And now
use
we can
down exit the
tutorial.
Are you sure you want to exit this tutorial? Use tab to select yes or no, then yes.
Yes. Alright, so we're out of the tutorial now, and you can of course use help, and we'll cover some of the different ways that you can use help throughout the rest of this review. Now, you may have heard in the section that we did cover, we were talking about basic reading, that IBM Homepage Reader talks about items. And as they said, an item can be anything. It might be a link, it might be a block that is in some way defined. Sometimes it's a sentence, sometimes it's a paragraph. It really seems to depend on the way that the web page has been structured by the web page designer. By default, although you can change this default behavior, IBM Homepage Reader puts you in item mode when you are first on a web page. Just as in Internet Explorer, you can tab and back tab between the links. So I'm still on the ACB radio page now, and I can do that.
Frames version.
You'll notice that...
News.
Oh, actually, I'm not on the ACB radio page anymore, am I? Because it's loaded the tutorial web page that we were working with. I can push Alt-Left arrow, though, which is the back
Welcome
button.
To ACB radio.
And now we're on the ACB radio page. So Alt-Left arrow, just as in your standard Internet Explorer, is the back button on your browser. Now I can tab through the links, and you'll notice that the links are all voiced in a female voice. In fact, let's not tab, let's do a control home to get to the top of the page, and I'm now going to press the space bar, which as you heard from the tutorial is the continuous reading key, and you'll hear that there are different voices being used for headings, for standard content, and for links.
ACB logo. Thick black line. Welcome to ACB Radio. It is 10:26 a.m. where you are now, which is 10:26 p.m. GMT. Greater than.
Vote for ACB Radio in the BlindCommunity.com top sites countdown.
If you're a first-time visitor,
read an introduction to ACB Radio and our broadcast services.
You can use Windows Media Player 7, Winamp, or Real Player 7 or higher to hear our channels and on-demand content.
Visit our download page to get a...
So you can hear that when you encounter a link, that the voice changes. The word link is not spoken, as it is in a number of screen reader and standard-owned web browser type combinations. You're actually getting links in a different voice. That can be quite nice, because especially if you speed the whole thing up, you're not having the word link spoken to you all the time. It can sound a bit odd on certain pages, and if we go to Yahoo, this is an example of where they often have characters
open
that separate the links. So I've just pressed Control-O and typed www.yahoo.com. When I did that, it didn't seem to interrupt.
Start of form 1. Yahoo. Start of map with 6 items. End of map.
Yahoo. Autos.
New car guide.
Apply today, my Yahoo.
Create your own
text. Search. Submit button. Advanced search Y. Shopping.
Depths colon.
Bargains.
Comma.
Gifts.
Comma.
Flowers.
Comma.
Electronics.
Comma. Stores colon.
Gap.
Comma.
Barnes and Noble.
Comma.
Circuit City.
Comma. And
more.
Shop.
Options.
Dot.
Classified.
Yeah, so as you can hear, it can get a bit busy at times there, but certainly you're not having the word link spoken all the time, and for some people that may be preferable, especially when you crank it up and you get used to those voices. So that's how links are handled. There is a way to configure all the different voices, and we'll try and find time to show you the settings that are available. Now, as I said, I'm in items reading mode at the moment. IBM Homepage Reader uses a concept called the PCN keys, previous, current, and next. And the way you work with those is that the previous item is the left arrow key, the current item is the down arrow key, and the next item is the right arrow key. And the PCN keys will vary in their function depending on the reading mode that you have selected. And there is a number of reading modes from which you can select in Home Page Reader. As I said, we're in the items reading mode at the moment. So if I press the right arrow,
connect
careers
dot
chat
dot
clubs
dot
experts
dot
geocities
dot
greetings
dot
mail
dot
members
dot
messenger
dot
mobile
dot
personals
dot
people search.
Now, IBM Homepage Reader has decided that that's all one item. I can, of course, repeat that with the down arrow.
Connect
careers
dot
chat
and stop it with the control key. And I can tab through those individual links, of course.
Clubs.
I'm tabbing now.
Experts. GeoCities.
And I can back tab.
Experts. Clubs. Chat.
So you can still navigate the links that way. So that's the previous, current, and next item keys, and sometimes they're very useful. One of the other common ways in which one will interact, I think, with Home Page Reader, particularly if one is a person who's used to working with Windows screen readers, such as JAWS and WindowEyes, is the Windows Cursors mode. These are all available from menus, but there are hotkeys as well, and the hotkey for Windows Cursor mode is Alt-N, and I can press that.
Windows Cursors Reading Mode.
Now we're behaving pretty much like you would find in the MSAA mode of WindowEyes and the virtual cursor of JAWS for Windows. I can down arrow through this and read a line at a time.
Mail
dot
members
dot
messenger
dot
mobile
dot
personals
dot
people search.
And I can use my left and right arrow to go through a character at a time.
E-A-R-T-A-E-R-F-O-N.
So you can just use those standard keys to move around the document, and that will be very familiar to those of us who have come from other forms of accessing the web. Now, there is another mode that people may find quite useful, and that is the headings navigation mode. We'd get there by pressing Alt-1.
No heading on this page.
There are no headings on that page. Well, I wonder if we can find a page where there might be some headings. Let's see. We'll go to, with Control-O.
Open type a web
we'll
address.
Try www.ibm.com/sns and see if they've got anything here.
Connecting to http://www.ibm.com/sns.
And the web page is doing its thing now. Incidentally, if the web page was loaded before that message was through speaking, then you would find that it would be cut off, so you don't have to listen to that whole message if the page is ready to talk to you.
Headings reading mode.
Now, we're in headings reading mode, and again we use those previous, current, and next item keys. So, if I press the current item key,
not on the heading, no previous.
Heading 2, Accessibility Center.
And this tells us that it's heading 2. That doesn't necessarily mean it's the second heading on the page, by the way. It's referring to the level of heading. Those of you who are familiar, perhaps you've been following Matt Campbell's web design tutorial, you'll know that you can do heading 1 right through to heading 9. So this is a heading 2.
No next heading.
So that's an easy way to take you through formatted pages that have headings. You can quickly jump from one heading to another. Now, obviously, we're on
Heading 2, Accessibility Center.
Heading 2, Accessibility Center. So the thing I could do now is I could push the space bar to read from here.
Center. IBM is proud to announce the formation of the Accessibility Center. Now more than ever we can focus.
And off it goes. I can also have a look at the jump to table reading mode, which is Alt-J.
Table jump reading mode.
And let's have a look at what tables are on the screen.
Top of table 6.
Well, I'm going to go to the top of this.
IBM, no previous table.
Right, there we go.
Top of table 1.
IBM, skip the main content. Shop them. Support. Downloads.
I have actually found that IBM Homepage Reader seems to see a lot of tables on pages. Maybe this is what that smart table reading mode does in WindowEyes. It seeks to stop you from seeing tables that don't seem to have any context and tables. Anyway, there are a lot of tables on this thing, so we'll have a look here.
Top of table 2.
Home Products Consulting Industries News about IBM.
That looks like a fairly standard contents type list of links.
Top of table 4. Search. Start of form 1.
I don't know what happened to table 3, but...
Top of table 5. Start of select menu with 4 items.
We'll cover forms in a minute. But you'll note that it's allowing me to quickly jump between tables simply by pressing the previous, current, and next hotkeys. And I can resume reading by pressing space at any time once I get to a point that I want to read from. And I can change reading modes at any time, and it will retain the cursor position on the page.
Top of table 6.
IBM Worldwide.
Now let's say that I want to find out how far through this document table 6 actually is. We'll go to the help menu, because there are quite a few keys here that will help us.
Help contents, HPR help F1, page summary control plus F1 press S.
Well, let's have a look at this. This is the page summary. If I'd remembered the hotkey for it, I can press control F1 without even going into this menu.
Page summary, accessibility center, links, 44, items, 52, forms, 1, tables, 11.
There you go, nice summary of the page with pretty much everything you could possibly want to know about the page there. Let's go back in here to the help menu.
Where am I? Alt plus F1, press double.
Alt plus F1 is the where am I key.
Link 29, row 2, column 3, table 6, at 68% of page.
And we'll see what else we can do here.
Where are my alt keys? Help shift plus F1 press.
That's the keys help.
Read status bar control plus shift plus F1 press.
Yeah, and the read status bar.
Read status bar control plus shift plus F1.
Control shift F1. So they're all around the F1 key, which makes perfect sense because F1 is a help key.
http://www.ibm.com/planetwide/.
And that tells us the URL that it says we're currently at.
Top of table 7. Accessibility Center.
Now we're still moving through these tables.
Top of table 8. News. Top of table 10. Get a $50 rebate on homepage reader version 3.0 in the US.
Now,
the HPR rebate page.
For more information.
Oh, there we go.
Information on homepage reader 3.0. Download the free 30-day US trial. Download the upgrade. Newsletter for winter 2000/2.
Top of table 11.
Privacy legal copy.
So there are all sorts of ways of navigating, and we will find a table that has lots of columns and rows, and show you how to use the table navigation mode in Homepage Reader as well. But let's have a look at other reading modes that we have. I'm going to go to the read menu with Alt R.
Menu pop up. Items Alt plus I press I.
So we've shown you the items reading mode, which is Alt and I to get there.
Windows cursors Alt plus N press N. Words Alt plus W press W.
Now if you're getting a bit confused by these menus and the way they're reading, what it's doing is it's telling you the menu choice, then it's telling you the shortcut key that you can press from outside of the menu, if there is one, and then it's telling you the hotkey that you can press now that the menu is active.
Characters Alt plus C press C.
If you press Alt plus C to get into character reading mode, it means that every time you use the left and right arrow keys, you're moving forward and back by a character, and when you press the down arrow key for the current command, it's going to give you the phonetic equivalent of the character.
Links Alt plus L press L. Links reading mode.
Now, this is the links reading mode.
Legal. Privacy. JAWS for Windows registered. IBM registered version 3.3.7 with Japanese language support.
I'm just left arrowing.
Newsletter for winter 2000/2001.
And then I can press the down arrow key to repeat the current item.
Newsletter for winter 2000.
Yeah, I'm not really sure why you would necessarily want to be in this mode, because tabbing will do exactly the same thing. So you've always got access to it, but it's there. Let's go back and arrow down here.
Controls Alt plus O press O.
Now the controls reading mode is a really nice feature. It enables you to just find out whether there are controls on the page.
Controls reading mode.
So we're in controls reading mode now. Go to the top of the page.
No.
Start of form 1.
And immediately by pressing the right arrow, it said start of form 1. So we're in there.
Search text.
We'll come back to controls a bit later. So we'll go through this reading menu.
Headings alt plus 1 press.
We showed you the headings. I think that's a great feature.
Table jump alt plus J
and
press
the table
J.
Jump.
Table navigation alt plus T press T.
And table navigation, which we will come to.
Items alt plus.
And we're back to items. A number of ways in which you can interact with the material on the web page. They also have a key. I'll just go back into
Windows cursors reading mode.
You can also press control down arrow, and this makes some judgments about blocks of text. If you're on a block of text with, I think it's 10 or more links, then it will jump you past that block. But there doesn't appear to be the ability in Home Page Reader to specify how many characters of non-linked text the Home Page Reader should see before it jumps you to a point, which would be a nice feature for them to add. But there are a number of other ways that you can interact with the page which may well compensate for that. It just may mean that you have to change the style with which you would have in the past if you'd used a different product, interacted with the screen reader, with the web page rather. Now let's go and have a look at a page that has a table on it, and I'm going to use one of the pages that I used in the demonstration of Window Eyes and JFW on the web. We'll bring up the favorites with Alt A.
Menu pop-up. Add favorites. Press A.
And let's go down here.
Shopping sub self host.
I'm just pressing F.
Self host.
S rather.
Most Sonic Foundry download. Speedland 2000. Spider phone cop. Stuff weather.
Wang. There we go. Stuff weather.
Connecting to,
for Wanganui.
HTTP add.mz. Double click. Net slash audi slash www.stuff.
Stuff weather. Wanganui colon New Zealand.
I have to do something about the way it says Wanganui, eh? Anyway, here we are. We're on the Stuff website now. And I know that the weather information I'm looking for is actually in a table. So the best way for me to get to this material quickly would be for me to press Alt-J.
Table jump reading mode.
And have a look.
Top of table 2.
Stuff home.
Top of table 3. Internal frame 2.
Now there untitled. Are, again, you see, there are a huge number of other tables that this browser is seeing that other screen readers I use do not see, and they don't appear to have anything terribly tabular in them. So I'm not sure whether it's because Home Page Reader is being more loyal to the HTML code or what, but it does make it a little bit harder to find the real tables.
Top of table 4. Classifieds. Top of table 6.
Home.
Top of table 7.
International weather.
Top of table 8.
Feedback app.
Top of table 10. Weather Friday, 20 April 2000. Top
no,
of
I think
table
it's the next
15.
Table.
WANGANUI. Top of table 16. Latest reading. Top of table 18. Friday Sat Sun Mon.
That's the table I want. Now, of course, another way that would probably be quicker, especially if I'm a regular user of this page, would be to press the Find key, which I'll also show you shortly, and type a string that I know is going to be there. Like, for example, that one, Friday, Saturday. That's likely to get me there quicker than that method. But anyway, we're there, and I'm going to press Alt-T to turn table navigation on.
Table navigation mode. Size. 6 rows, 9 columns. Position. Row 1, column 7.
Immediately, I'm given an impression of what this table is like, its dimensions, and where I am in relation to the table. Good stuff. Now, I have had Home Page Reader configured in the settings menu to tell me the row and column headings, which I personally prefer. But we're currently
Friday.
We're on the beginning of the table now with the Friday. I'm going to down arrow once to get to the first real cell. In other words, it's got data in it.
Column 1, width 9, blank. Column 2, column 3, sat.
All right, we'll go down. We'll just go down one more.
Blank 19.
There we go. This is the stuff we want.
Friday 19.
And it said Friday 19. That's because of the way I have it set up. It's speaking the header for me. and then it tells me the temperature.
Blank. Sat 20.
And so that's working pretty well with that table. I have had one or two tables where I've found that other products I use read them and Homepage Reader did not. In particular, the charts one on the MTV site that we dealt with on Main Menu a couple of weeks ago, I was not able to get Homepage Reader to speak that information in the same coherent way as I was able to get some other products to do it. But there are certainly some very nice features about the Homepage Reader table support. In particular, it really gives you a true indication of the way the table is structured, because it tells you about what are called spanned cells. In other words, if you have information that spans more than a couple of columns, then Homepage Reader will tell you that, and there are keys that allow you to just jump to the next cell, or you can have it jump to the next bit of data, mindful of the fact that it is a spanned cell. So with increasing amounts of information being presented in a tabular way, Homepage Reader was doing a good job with tables, and I've never really found one product that reads all tables well. There are, I'm sure, tables that this product is going to read that others are not, and vice versa. So such is the fun of interacting with tabular data in HTML, I guess. I mentioned the find command, and so let's just try that. I'm going to go back into Windows Cursor's reading mode and go to the top of the page.
Top of frame one.
And we're going to talk about frames at some point. In fact, this might be the time to talk about it. Let's just do a Control F for find, and the dialog will come up.
Find what? Press T, edit blank.
It said find what, and I'm going to type S-A-T full stop to try and see if I can find that Saturday term. And now I'm going to press... Oh, let's just explore the dialog, so we'll press tab.
Direction. Down, press D, radio button checked.
Down, and of course the other option.
Direction. Up, press U, radio button checked.
That is a radio button. And incidentally, there is context-sensitive help here, so if I press F1...
Press this button to search for words after your current location on the page.
And if I choose up...
Direction. Down... Press this button to search for words after your current location on the page.
Good, isn't it? Very good context-sensitive help.
Correct.
And now we'll press tab again.
Match case, press C, checkbox not checked.
And if we need help?
Check whether or not you want the search results to match the uppercase and lowercase letters in the search text.
Alright, so they've done a good job.
Match case, press find where. Press our combo box on this page.
I'm going to come back to that because that is a tremendous feature.
Find, press F, push button.
So we'll press find, and that's the default button. So I could have just typed SAT and pressed enter, but I wanted to explore that dialog to show you what's here. I pressed enter, and it does take a while,
search
at least on my system.
Not found.
Now, I think the reason for that is that it's not in the present frame that we are in. This is something that I'm finding hard to get used to, and I've emailed the IBM Homepage Reader support list about that, and I can certainly see that there are merits in the approach that IBM has taken, and it may be that I've just become such a stick in the mud about the way that I interact with the web that it's hard for an old dog to learn new tricks. So I'm going to do my best to explain the rationale for the way that IBM has done this and what they've done as best I can. When you load a web page with frames, you can navigate between frames by pressing Control with Tab, just as you can in the full Internet Explorer. You can also bring up a list of frames, just like you can bring up a list of links. And yes, that feature is supported, and we'll try and demonstrate that in just a moment. What you can't do is read in such a way that you might be hourring using Windows Cursor's mode, let's say, through the document and continuously read from top to bottom by down arrowing through it. You will get to the bottom of the frame that you're in, and Homepage Reader will tell you that you're in the bottom of the frame, and then you'll have to explicitly press Control Tab to move to the next frame, or Control Shift Tab to move to the previous frame, or bring up the list of frames and move that way. They are, in other words, treated as completely independent units. And the rationale for this, according to IBM, is that frames are now often, particularly in complex e-commerce-based websites, updated independently of one another. And that this way you avoid all sorts of bleed-through problems with focus. You aren't kind of shot off into a frame just because another one has been updated that you're not interested in. So it does have its merits. It's just a different paradigm, I guess. And if you are sort of looking at migrating from an existing solution to this one, you're going to have to give yourself a chance to get used to that. And as I say, give it a chance, because it may seem odd at first, but you may find eventually that there are benefits in it. I haven't really decided about that, but it is different. And as I say, there are merits in that approach. So let me change frames.
Frame 2 of 2.
And because I've already searched, I can press F3 to search again.
Searched strange at. Not found.
All right, well.
Frame 1 of 2.
We're back to frame 1 now, and it still can't find that, so I'm not quite sure why that is, because I thought it was there. But anyway, it hasn't been able to find that. Let's see if it will find. We'll do a control F again.
Find what? Press T at its ad.
And we'll type F R I and full stop and enter.
Friday, 20 April 2001.
It found it, and you'll notice that the actual highlighted search term was spoken in a child's voice. So it found F R I, and I didn't put a full stop, so it found the Friday. And now I'm going to press F3 again.
Friday.
Search string fly not found.
Okay, now it did find it again, so let's
just. Windows cursors. Friday. Sat. Sun. Mom.
Yeah, it found what I was looking for there.
Sat.
Why didn't it find
it? Sat. A. T. Cap. S.
Ah, okay.
U.
It didn't have a full stop or a period after the word sat, so that's why it didn't find it before. There you go. Now, let's go back into this find dialog, because I want to show you something that I just love. Push Control F, and again, it takes a while on my system. Now, I'm going to type in ACB radio and tab.
Direction, down press, match case press, find where, press R combo box on this page.
What does F1 tell me about this?
Select where you want HPR to search, on this page, or on the internet.
Yes, so we'll push down arrow.
Find where? On the internet.
On the internet. All right, and now that we've chosen on the internet, another option has appeared in this dialogue.
Search engine. Press E combo box Google.
Google is the default search engine that HPR will use, but there is a heap of choices here.
Yahoo. Northern Light Search.
I'm just down arrowing through them.
Lycos. Ask Jeeves. Excite. Dogpile. Hotbot. Looksmart. Britannica. Webcrawler. AltaVista, Godot.
And that's the end. So I'm going to press home.
Google.
And we're back at Google.
Find, press F, push button.
And it says find, so I'm going to press enter. And we will wait. And it has gone just
connecting
through the
HTTP
find dialog.
Google search.
There we go, that was quick.
At radio.
Start of form 1.
Google.advanced search preferences search tips text. At radio Google search. Submit button. I'm feeling lucky. Submit button.
Search the web for
at radio
dot results 1-100 of about 15,800 dot search took 0.41 seconds. Category.
Arts greater than music greater than MP3 greater than streaming greater than stations greater than variety greater than multiple stream. Welcome to ACB radio, comma, the voice of the world's blind.
Welcome to ACB radio dot if you're a first time.
That's Google, and it has found those search results, and I can now tab through them.
Arts greater than cached, similar to ACB radio's main menu, the techno cached, sim, about cat, sim, more.
It is actually, although I'm having problems with menus and things on this particular machine, and I don't believe that's typical, it's really snappy when I tab through links, though. Very good. So, searching the web is really, really easy with this, just by bringing up the find dialog and telling HPR that you don't want to find the material on the current page. You actually want to find the material on the web. That's great. Now, as I said, there is a list of links feature, just as in many of these types of browsers for the blind, and we can press Control L. And it may take a while because it's a large list, and I seem
Link's
to have
list select the linker control FWD.
Now the other interesting thing about the links list is that it finds controls as well as links.
More results from FWD. A radio now.
Now we can tab.
Activate. Press A push button. Move to press M.
So there's an activate and a move to.
Cancel. Select the linker.
But there is no way in this particular list of links to specify whether you want the links in web page order or in alphabetical order, which would, I think, be quite a nice feature.
Google dot. Goop. FWD. A gradient.
But you can push the first letter of the link and jump to it. So it's a fairly standard list of links with the exception of not being able to have any say over the way that the material is sorted. But if you like to interact in that way, then that feature is there. And it's great when you know a page and you know what the links are going to be and you want to get to one fairly quickly. So that is also supported in Homepage Reader. Homepage Reader has a number of views that you can look in on the screen, and one rotates between those views by pressing the F6 key. Currently, we're in the text view, which is what we would want to be in most of the time, but I'll press F6 now.
Address HTTP.
We're on the address bar, and it's telling me the address, so I'll press F6 again.
History list view. Google search.
And I want to be in the history list, actually, but we'll just keep going.
Information view.
The information view, if you go there, it will tell you about the last status line message that you encountered. So if you do a page summary, it will always be available to you by going back to the information view.
Graphics view.
And this is the graphics view for sighted people who will want a full graphical representation of the page.
Text view.
And now we're back at text view, so I'm going to keep cycling through.
Address history list view.
Now we're in the history list, and I'm fairly sure that there was a really nice form that I was working with in the tutorial, and because it was a standard web page, it should be here. I'll push F for form. I think it's called form.
Form.
There we go. We'll press enter.
Form.
Registration form. Start of form 1.
This is a registration form that has been provided for practice purposes only. And the reason why I like it is because it's got all sorts of controls, and we can show you how you fill in forms with Homepage Reader because it's quite a different approach. So I'm going to go to the top. I'm going to put myself first,
Windows
though, in Windows Cursors mode. I'm at the top of the page, and let's start reading.
Form. Start of Form 1. First.
All right, there we go. Start of Form 1.
No,
and I can tab.
First name. Text.
And it says first name text. Now, if I press F1 at this point, what will it do? It should give me something.
Homepage Reader version 3.0 help.
6.4 forms and controls. Forms appear on the web in many places, for instance in shopping.
So it's taken me to the forms and controls part of the manual in section 6.4. And this is standard HTML-based help, so all of the Homepage Reader commands work, but I'm going to press Alt Left Arrow to get back.
Form.
First name.
Text.
First name. So what I have to do to complete this form is press the Enter key and eventually
text entry, type your text. Edit blank.
It says type my text, so I'm going to press Jonathan and press Enter. Yes, you do have to press Enter.
Text view. Item reading mode.
First name. Text. Jonathan.
And it confirms that Jonathan is my first name. I can press the tab key now.
Last name. Text.
And it says last name text, so I have to press the enter key again. And then...
text entry, type your text.
Mosen. Now, if I press tab, by the way, people are saying, well, what happens if you press tab? If I press tab, all I get is the...
Okay, press O push button. Cancel push button.
So I can cancel out of entering Mosen as my last name.
Type your text. Edit Mosen.
So enter is the OK button.
Text view. Item.
Phone number.
Now it's what my phone number. I'll leave that blank.
Address. Text area.
Now in this instance you'll notice that it said text area. And when I press enter...
Text entry, type one or more lines of text.
Edit blank.
So it's great. It does tell me I can type one or more lines of text. I'm going to put 1234 somewhere street. And press enter. So now I'm on the next line. And put somewhere, new line, somehow. 12345. And I can up arrow through that. I can go to the top of the field, actually, by pressing Control Home.
1234 somewhere street.
And then down arrow.
Somewhere. Somehow 12345.
So all of my standard editing keys that those of us who are Windows users would expect are here. I can left arrow through it. And it is quite responsive. So I've entered that and I can now tab.
Okay,
to the OK button. Of course, I can't just press Enter because this is a multi-line text field, so I have to either press Alt O or Tab to the OK button and press Enter.
Email. Text.
There's an email, which is a standard field.
One selected.
All right, now, what have we got here? I'm just going to go into Windows Cursor.
Startup select number of copies you wish to purchase.
Number of copies you wish to purchase, and then we go here to...
One selected.
Now this is an interesting thing. It says one, and that's selected, the number of copies I wish to purchase.
Swap.
Now, if I press tab, I'm not taken to the next form field. I'm actually taken to the next option in this list box.
Three off, four off, five off, six off, seven off, eight off.
Now I'm just tabbing, and I can shift tab.
Seven off, six, five, four, three off.
So let's say I want to purchase three copies. I'm on number three now. And I'll press enter.
Three selected.
Now when I go back.
Two off, one off.
You notice that one is now off.
Two off, three selected.
Three is selected. So how do you get to the end? Well, what you have to do is you hit control and down arrow.
End of select menu.
And incidentally, how many copies could we have purchased?
250 off.
Right, so you wouldn't want to keep tabbing through 250, would you? So you just hit control down arrow to get to the end of the select menu, and now we can go to the next option.
English selected.
And now we can choose our language, obviously, but we can just up arrow and check the context here.
Start of select language, end of select language version.
Language version, so English is fine.
English selected.
There will be a few languages here, so I'll press control down arrow.
End of select menu.
And now we'll go on to the next field.
Credit card type. Visa not pressed.
And we have credit card type. These are radio buttons.
MasterCard not pressed. What type of service?
Well, we'll press MasterCard, so we'll just hit the enter key on MasterCard.
MasterCard pressed.
And it tells me that it's pressed.
What type of service would you like? Regular delivery not pressed.
And more radio buttons.
Express delivery at $10 US not pressed.
I'll go for the express delivery because I'm impatient.
Express delivery at $10 US, pressed.
So I pressed enter on that.
Type in a password of your choice, between 4 and 8 characters. Password.
Now, to type in a password, we would press the enter key because this is similar to a text box, the only difference being that it's not going to echo characters back or repeat them. I've got keyboard echo turned off anyway, as I normally do in my applications. I'll just type 32123. And press enter.
Text view. Windows cursor's reading mode.
Type in a password of your choice, between 4 and 8 characters. Password. All 5 asterisk right bracket.
Alright. And of course I didn't have to listen to that, but I just wanted to confirm that it had put asterisks in there. Now you notice that, being an Internet Explorer user of old, I'm tabbing through this. And actually, one way to get slightly better information when you're using Homepage Reader for a form like this would be to use the item mode. So I'm going to turn that on now.
Item reading mode.
And see how that works. So I'm going to press the right arrow key now to get me to the next item after this password checkbox.
Would you like to receive information on our latest products by email?
Checked.
Yes, I would like that.
That's fine.
Would you like to participate in a short survey?
Checked.
No, I would not like that.
Yes, quite right, I would not like that.
How did you hear about us?
And now we'll press... What I'm doing here, remember, is just using the next item key in items reading mode.
Start a multi-select menu with 6 items.
Now, note here, it's a multi-select menu item. So we can actually press more than one. Let's go through them.
Friends off.
Friend. Okay, let's say I heard about this from a friend. To make a selection and a multi-select this box, I'm going to press Control Enter.
Friend selected. Coworker off. Publicity off. Family off.
Let's push family.
Family selected.
So family is selected.
Publicity
Let's
off.
Let's move back and check if friend is still selected.
Coworker off. Friend selected.
Yes, so we have two. Friend.
Coworker off. Publicity off. Family selected.
And family. Really nice way of dealing with multi-select this box. And of course I can press control down arrow to get to the end of the select menu and now go to the next item.
Submit button.
That's the submit button. So we could just press enter on that and submit this. It's a slightly different way of filling in forms, but it does work. Now, because of the speed issues that I'm having, it does take a wee while when I press enter on a form field that requires text entry for the text box to come up. But I am fairly sure that most people are not having that issue, so it does seem to work well. Another thing that does confuse a lot of people is these new style combo boxes that act upon the first choice that you are selecting. Now, in Internet Explorer using a screen reader, you can get around that problem by turning your Forms mode off or your MSAA mode off and Alt down arrowing to open the combo box. Then you can arrow through your choices and tab away, and the one that you are on when you tab away is what's acted upon. But it's not necessarily terribly intuitive, and I know a lot of people do get stuck on that. So let's go and take a look at the Live 365 site. I've just pressed Control-O.
Type a web address, file name, or search string.
And I'm typing
www.live365.com
and pressing enter, because in their directory, they have something like this.
HTTP www.live365. Connecting.
Live365.com. Radio Revolution Frame 1 of 3.
Now, they've got three frames here, and what else can we find out? Well, let's have a look at the summary so we can get an idea of what this page is like.
Page summary. Live365.com. Radio Revolution. Frames. 3. Links. 145. Items. 160. Forms. 1. Tables. 19.
Whoa. It certainly sees a lot of tables. I want to go to that form, so I'm going to press Alt-O.
Controls reading mode. Start of form 1.
Simple as that. And now we're on the start of form 1. So let's go into items reading mode.
Item reading mode.
And have a look at what we can find.
Browse. Start of select menu with 63 items.
Alright.
Pick a genre. Selected.
This is the pick a genre thing.
All broadcasts off. My presets off.
Now, this is where, for many people, they get stuck, as I said, because if you just arrow through this normally without knowing the trick of alt-down arrowing, the first thing you choose is going to be acted upon.
Editor's picks off.
In this instance, I'm just using my right arrow key to move through the items on this form.
Official off. Independent off. Live stations off. Guest off. R22-off. Alternative off, ambient off, blues off, Christian off.
So it's doing a good job.
Classical, classic rock off, comedy off, country off, dance off, disaster entertainment off, down tempo off, drum and bass off, dub off, experimental off, folk off, funk off, goth off, hard house off.
I don't know what I'm looking for really, but something will grab me shortly and we'll select it.
Hip hop off, holiday off, house off, indie rock off, international off, Irish off.
Oh yeah, why not? Let's press enter on that.
No document available.
All right, now it's loading that page now. Remember, because of the kind of combo box that it is,
L-I-V-E-360.
And it's found it. It really does a nice job of this, and it's a lot less confusing than other approaches, particularly for people who are new. So we've now found the Irish material, and now we need to try and find the point at which we can do
internal
the find the stations.
W
start of form 1.
Pick a shot.
End of
text.
In.
L-I-V-E-E.
I'm just doing my control down arrow.
End of select.
Images.
E.g. love comma beetle.
Serve.
T1
select. Alright, now we're just about there, so I can start tabbing through.
Broadcast speed rate. Listeners that click to listen. Liverland.com. Irish music.
from Dublin, Ireland.
And there we go.
www.liverland.com. DATHI1. Add to my presets. Click to listen. Danny Sounds.
So, we're now browsing through the Irish stations from Live 365. Let's take a quick look at the settings menu, because there's some considerable degree of configurability within Homepage Reader.
Speech, dot, 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 press.
The first is speech. We'll take a quick tour of this dialogue.
Speech settings attributes by information type. Choose a type. Press C combo box default.
Now we can choose the different attributes that we want to configure. So there's a default voice.
Search results. Visited links. Links. List items. Headings. Meta text. Messages. Menus and dialogues.
So if you're the kind of person who really likes to know about formatting information, etc., you can configure this so that you really get all sorts of information in a non-intrusive way, because all it's going to do is change the type of voice or the timbre of the voice or the pitch in some way. And it can do that for visited links, for headings. Well, you heard the different things it can do it for. When you select an item, let's say we go back up to visited links.
Visited links.
I just pressed V.
Same as default, press S, checkbox, not checked.
Right, so you can quickly say to Homepage Reader, look, I don't really want to hear this. I just want visited links to sound like the default.
Hear sample, press H, push button.
So this is what visited links currently sound like.
Sample output for visited links.
There we go. That's interesting, isn't it? It's sort of more monotonous. I wondered why it was sounding like that. That's obviously telling me it's a visited link.
Gender. Press G combo box female. Age. Press A combo box adult. Rate change. Press R combo box none.
Rate change.
10 slower. 20 slower. 30
so
slower.
So this is telling us whether there will be a difference in the rate from the default. To in some way, let's say you were really cruising through a page at quite a speed in default mode, but you wanted to have the links slowed down in some way. Well, you can do that.
200 slower.
So you can't. Can you go faster?
What, 200
no.
faster?
Oh, yes, you can. Yes, okay, you can go. You can go to 200 times faster or slower.
None.
And then push in to get to no, none in terms of the change.
Volume change. Press V combo box none.
So you can have the volume louder or softer to in some other way emphasize a visited link.
Special effect. Robotic radio button checked.
Right, so that is deliberate. It's sounding robotic to tell you that you've been there before.
Special effect. None radio button checked. Special effect. Whisper radio button checked.
Yeah. Alright, let's just listen to it now that we've got it on Whisper.
Gender. Hear sample. Press H. Push button.
Alright.
Sample output for visited links.
That's not bad at all, is it?
Rate. Volume. Special effect. Special effect. Robotic.
We'll put it back to robotic.
Leading text. Press L. Edit blank.
Leading text. So if you actually want it to say the word visited or whatever, you can have it saying whatever. This is really good because when you're with some of the other screen reading solutions, it's going to say link and that's it, except in the case of WindowEyes where you can have the voicing of the word link turned off altogether when you're in read-to-end mode. But in this instance, you can have absolute control over whether anything is said at all, and if so, what. Now, if you're the sort of person that doesn't necessarily want your links to be voiced in a different voice at all, you can have the same voice as the default is using, but actually have the word link associated with any link. And that way, it will behave, if you prefer, quite similarly to JFW and WindowEyes. So what it's giving you here is tremendous power.
Trailing text. Press T edit blank.
Right, so there's a prefix text.
Leading text.
Leading text, rather, and trailing text. So, again, you've got the choice as to whether it might, for example, say, heading 1, CNN, or CNN heading 1, or something like that.
Sound effect.
Or you could actually have a situation where it said beginning of heading and end of heading, which could be useful for headings.
Sound effect. Press N combo box none.
These are MIDI files that can be played when you encounter this particular style of attribute, whether it be a visited link or whatever.
Tunk.mid, cling.mid, cling.mid, cling.mid.
There's quite a few.
Load.mid, none.
So anyway, we'll set it to none, which is what it's set to at the moment.
Default rate. Press R combo box 180. Default volume. Press fast forward speed. Press
okay, now we're
fast forward
onto
echo characters.
Default options there. Although that reminds me, by the way, I'm going to press escape to get out of here. There is a fast forward option here, and we can just push space with the shift key, and it's fast forwarding.
DSL.
Listen, welcome.
And
to
when
MGD
I take my finger off the space bar, it plays from where we are. So there is enormous flexibility in terms of the way that you can configure what is said, how it's said, and whether you want special sound effects or not. Really is very nice. Let's go back into the settings menu and go down to miscellaneous.
Miscellaneous settings announce images with no alt text. Press I checkbox not checked.
This is a feature which is found in some other solutions as well. If you don't want images without alt text to be announced, you can tell it that.
Highlight progress in the graphics view. Press G checkbox checked.
That's good for people who have some vision, or perhaps if you're working in a training situation with a sighted trainer.
Convert PDF to HTML, press P, checkbox checked.
You have to remember that this IBM Homepage Reader 3 was released prior to Acrobat Reader version 5, and what they've done is done a really good job of integrating the PDF to HTML conversion routines that are still offered by Adobe, so that when you find a PDF file on a web page, it will automatically try and do the conversion. And in fact, without any further ado, let me see if I can find a way of showing you this. I'm going to escape out of the dialog and press Control O and go to www.telecom.co.nz/CDMA. Our telecommunications, or one of our telecommunications providers, has decided to go to a CDMA based cellular system, and they are trying to get everybody very excited about
Telecom New Zealand Limited.
I'm interested in this page. What's it laid out like?
Page summary. Telecom New Zealand Limited. CDMA. Links. 40. Items. 47. Forms. 1. Tables. 15.
I'm going to do a search for the word phones, because there's a brochure that tells us about the phones that are going to be available for the new CDMA network. We'll just see if we can find it. Oh, now that's my fault, you see. It obviously remembers in the current session that you last checked the web and not the current page, so I need to go in.
Find what? Press T, edit phones.
And go
find
through to...
Find, press F, push button, search engine. Find where? Press R combo box on the internet, on this page.
There we go. Now let's see what we'll find. Phones on
with
this.
With smart growing rapidly.
Worldwide.
And our own.
Command network.
Well on track for completion soon. We can tell you.
How the new command network will benefit you.
Comma show you some of the great new WAP capable.
Smartphones.
And explain.
Alright.
How the new smartphones.
There we go.
Connecting to HTTP.
Telecom New Zealand Limited. CDMA phones.
Now, I'm going to do a search on the word PDF on this page, because I know there's a brochure.
What?
PDF. And press enter.
Check out our
smartphones brochure.
Left parenthesis.
PDF.
350.
Remember, it's saying PDF in that way because that's the voice it uses when it's found a search result.
Adobe. Smartphones brochure.
Now this is a PDF file.
Connecting to HTTP, access.adobe.com/curl/convert.pl.
And you can hear by the URL that it says it's connecting to, that it's going to access.adobe.com. And it's making...
Pages 1, 7 from untitled. Document body page navigation panel.
And there it is.
Pages 1, 7 from untitled. Page 1,
2,
0 for the future of mobile CDMA phones.
Act as a sheet for 1, page 2,
3,
mid-year 2001, when Telecom launches its new PMA mobile network, there will be a...
And there you have it. What it is doing is reading the HTML converted PDF document about the CDMA mobile phones from that web page. Now, there may well be all sorts of debates about whether this is as good a solution as the Adobe Acrobat Reader 5. I actually don't really know. In documents like this, there's no substantive difference. And the conversion process is surprisingly quick, and IBM Homepage Reader has made it completely transparent. And again, hats off to them. They've got to be congratulated for this. So let's go back to the settings menu, having taken a detour to show you that, because we'll go back into the miscellaneous options and see what else there is.
Miscellaneous settings and highlight convert table cell information. Before cell contents, press T radio button checked.
You're given control over whether you want information about the cell you're in to be spoken before or after the actual contents.
Read column headers, press C, checkbox checked.
That's not a default, but I've had it turned on.
Read row headers, press R, checkbox checked.
And again, you can turn that on.
HPR should check. If it is the default browser, press B, checkbox not checked.
Having it checked is the default, I've unchecked it.
HPR should check. If it is the default mailer, press M, checkbox not checked. Days to keep pages in history list. Press K, edit 2-5.
So this is a standard dialog box, as you've probably gathered, and I'm just tabbing through it.
Clear history, press H, push button. OK, press O, push button.
And we'll press Enter to get out. And let's have a look at what else is in the settings
text
menu.
Mute. Speech, miss, text, dot, 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 press T.
This is text. So what does that do? Well, we'll just take a look in
text
the dialog.
Text settings attributes by information type. Choose a type. Press C, combo box default.
This is where, for example, we can go down to...
Search results.
Search results, let's say. Oh, no, let's keep going.
Visited links.
Visited links. We'll pick that again.
Same as default. Press S, checkbox not checked. Font settings, dot, dot, dot. Press F, push button. Leading text. Press L, edit blank.
So you can actually determine what font visited links are going to be in. And again, here we have the leading text.
Trailing text. Press T, edit blank.
And the trailing text.
System fonts and colors, press Y, checkbox not checked. Background color, dot, 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 press OK, press O.
Now, my understanding is that the difference here is that it actually governs what might be displayed in text for you on the screen and also what might be sent to your braille display. Unfortunately, I haven't had a chance prior to putting this review together to comment on how it works with braille, but there certainly is braille support in the Homepage Reader. So that's what the text option does.
Text keyboard, dot, dot, dot.
We also have the keyboard option in the settings menu. So we'll take a look here.
Keyboard settings enable HPR 2.5 numeric keypad keys. Press E, checkbox not checked.
In case you're a migrant from HPR 2.5, you can revert to the number pad type keys, which I'm personally glad to see gone. But if you liked working with that interface and it's familiar to you, you can turn it back on.
Default reading mode for new pages. Items reading mode, press M radio button checked. Default reading mode for new pages. Windows cursors reading mode, press M radio button checked. OK, press O.
So there are only, you can only choose either items reading mode or Windows cursors reading mode, which to me makes sense. I don't really know whether you would want any of the other modes to be your default reading mode. And that's what's in that keyboard dialog.
Text, keyboard, search engine, dot, 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 press E.
Here is where you can just go in and you can determine what's your default search engine. You can remove search engines as well.
Internet options, dot.
And the internet options gives you access to the regular internet options that you might find from control panel.
Language submenu, press L.
And there's a whole series on language here.
Current submenu, press C. Default submenu, press D. Current submenu.
Now, we haven't really discussed language much, and this is another area where Homepage Reader is doing extremely well. I think there are about 9 or 10 languages that Homepage Reader supports, and you can have a mode where it's attempting to analyze for the most appropriate language to use. Now, also on this menu It tells us that we can increase and decrease the speech rate. We can do that by pressing Alt with page up.
190 words per minute.
And Alt page down.
180 words per minute.
We'll decrease the speech rate. So it's good that you have access to those hotkeys from outside of the menu system. Well, I guess it's time that we did take a look at the email features in Homepage Reader, and we can press Control M to do that. It's also available in the Go menu.
Main menu. Create message, get mail.
Now, the mail system in Homepage Reader is, I guess, what I would call quite a daring undertaking for IBM to do, because what they've done is they've constructed a kind of a webmail environment for blind people. The mail program really assumes that you're comfortable with the navigation keys within Homepage Reader because you're interacting entirely with web-based forms. Interesting approach. Now, the menus are exactly the same because you're still in Homepage Reader, the browser. If we do, for example, now that we're at the main menu, a Control F1 to get the page summary.
Page summary. Main menu. Links. 11. Items. 11.
That's what there is. So, if we go to the top of this page and just read it.
Create message, get mail. Browse new messages, select folder, open address book, work with address book categories. Create folder, set up mail server, set message editing options, help table of contents.
So, if we were, for example, to set up the mail server, we'll just...
Help. Set message edit. Set up mail servers.
Press enter on that link, because this is just like a website.
Set up mail servers.
Primary mail
is the default mail server.
New mail server, back to main menu.
Right, well, let's just show you what it's like to set up a new mail server briefly.
No next link.
New mail server.
And press enter.
Connect.
And we're presented with a standard form here. Settings.
Start a form 1.
Server account name.
No previous.
SM. Server account name. Text. Mail
so
server 1.
It's asking for the server account name, and I'll call this main menu. So I have to press enter to turn the text editing
text
mode on.
Entry, type your text.
And I'll type
edit
main
mail server
menu
one.
And press enter.
Text view. Item reading mode.
Server account name. Text. Main menu. SMTP server address text.
And here I could just put, press enter to turn it on, and I can just type, for example, when it eventually gives me the prompt, smtp.mainmenu.com, for example, and press enter, and wait for it to come back up.
Text view, item reading mode.
SMTP server.
So let's move through the items, I won't fill them all in.
POP3 server address.
Text.
This is standard information you would expect to have to configure in any email client, of course.
POP3 user ID.
Text.
POP3 password.
Password.
Required user information. Name.
Text.
Email address.
Text.
Optional information. Reply address.
Text.
Signature file.
Text. Not checked.
Create signature automatically using your address information.
That's quite a nice feature.
Not checked.
Set as default mail server.
Reset. Reset button. Delete. Submit button. Cancel. Submit button. Help.
And we do have help here. So if we need help, we can just go into help by pressing enter and get useful information
home
like this.
Mailer. Help for setting up mail servers.
Setting up mail servers. Before you can use HPM, you must set up your mail server. To set up your mail server, you need the following information from your internet service provider.
And etc. It will prompt you through that. So that's how you configure your mail server, pretty much like a form. Well, it is a form that you have to fill in a web browser.
No next link.
New mail server. Back to main menu.
Let's go back to the main menu.
Main menu.
And have a look at the sending of a message. And of course, as I become more familiar with this, I can use Control L to get into the links list, which I'll just do now. It's eventually coming up. As you can hear, it really does slow down for me after
links
a while.
List. Create folder. Create message.
And just hit C to get to create message and press enter. Now, this is how you send a message in Homepage Mailer. It's just loading it. Here we go.
Message.
Start a form 1. Select address using checkboxes for
send to submit button. CC.
This is where if you have an address book that's well established and you have lots of addresses in here, then you can select from the address book rather than typing in names. I don't believe that there's any compatibility between the Windows address book and this one. So instead we'll just move through.
Beep. Send to text.
And it says send to. So here I can type an address. So I'll type an address here. We'll press enter because we have to do that to type in a text box.
Text and retype your text.
We'll type support.
And
at
exclamation.
At acbradio.org.
Okay, press O push button.
Okay, yes, I have to press enter, of course, to put that in the text field. So I've done that.
Text view. Item reading mode.
Send to text. support@radio.org.
CC.
Text.
BCC.
Text.
I'm just using the next item key to move through.
Subject.
And I need to type a text here for the subject, so we'll just press enter and wait for the text box to come up.
Text entry, type your text.
Main menu test and press enter to input that material.
Text view.
Body. Text area.
And there's the body, so it's a text area, so I press enter to enter message into the body.
Text entry, type one or more lines of text. Edit land.
Now this is where I type my email message, so I can type, hello! Exclamation mark. I am writing this using IBM Homepage Mailer. And press a couple of enter keys to make a new paragraph. This is the end of my message. And now I'll press tab.
Okay, press.
And press enter to activate the OK button. And there are other options, of course, now that we've typed our text.
Text view.
Attach file. Text.
You can attach a file here and type the name of the file you want to attach.
Import file. Text.
Import file.
Send now. Submit button.
Got a send now button.
Save as draft. Submit button. Send later. Submit button. Reset. Reset button. Cancel. Submit button. Check address. Submit button. Help.
And I'll just press the cancel button to discard that message.
Main menu.
And we're back at the main menu. So as you can see, this is web-based email for the blind. All done through web forms. The address book acts very similarly. You can enter material into the address book. You can create folders. But as usual in Blindness products, it seems, there is no filtering, so you can't be on large amounts of lists and automatically have material sent to a specific folder. But I don't know of any. I haven't checked the Millennium email client yet for the Braille lights, but don't know of any blindness-specific clients that seem to support email filtering, which is one dreadful shame. But that's Homepage Mailer. It, in my view, is nowhere near as fast as working with a regular email client, but if you're only receiving a few messages a day or even a few messages a week, then it certainly is an option that is worth considering if all you're really doing is communicating with friends and family, etc., and you want that access. Finally, IBM Homepage Reader will work in other applications. I have a hotkey assigned to Notepad, and I'm going to press Ctrl-Alt-N to bring it up. And we'll just
Untitled Notepad Edit Land.
Here we are. We are in Notepad. We have no other screen reader running.
File submenu, edit submenu, press E. Search submenu, press F.
And we're working in Notepad now. We can type and review and save and do all those things. So I'll press Alt-F4 to close that down. It functions similarly in the WordPad program and also Windows Media Player and Real Player. And guess what? If I just press this hotkey here, and we'll wait for Homepage Reader to come up in this particular application.
Winamp 2.73.
Yes, we have speech in Winamp, and it's not bad.
Submenu.
So that's so fine, I just tap the Alt key.
Winamp submenu.
Press Enter.
No, so Winamp dot 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 press W. Play submenu press P. View file info Alt plus 3 press F. Bookmarks submenu press B.
Now the bookmarks work.
Edit bookmarks dot. Add current as bookmark.
This is good.
www.mikazumas.com presence.
Oh,
the
yes.
Old time radio.
Good old Mike's mess. He's in my bookmarks. So we'll just escape out of there. Now, if I want to open ACB Radio Interactive, for instance, all I need to do is press L.
Open files look in.
C colon backslash ACB web backslash ACBRI.pls and press enter.
One. Buffer.
And it tells me that it's buffering it. Which is good. I
one,
didn't have to press
buffer,
anything, and it's telling me that every so often.
One buffer, 62% ACB radio interact.
Should be getting there just about
one,
any second now.
One buffer.
There we go. And it's playing, so it works fine
one,
in Winamp. I can also go into the preferences. With Control P.
Output review.
So I can move through the preferences.
Output. Visualization.
It's speaking that fine.
ESP slash effect. Visualization. Output. Input.
And now let's go to some of the checkboxes.
Setup.
Let's go up here.
Close push button. English. Default. Add start menu group. Press S push button. Add desktop icon, press D push button. Add quick launch icon, press Q push button. Using LAN internet connection radio button checked. HTTP proxy. Server colon port, blank for none, edit blank. Check for new versions of Winamp but startup checkbox checked.
So it's going well.
Allow Winamp to report basic, anonymous program usage information. Checkbox not checked. Setup tree view.
Now we're back to setup. I want to have a look at the
setup.
File preferences
setup.
Here.
Setup. File types. Close. List box PLS.
It's not speaking
M3U.
The, well, let me just check.
RMI. HMP. HM. RA. RM. RMJ. RAM.
It's not speaking whether these
RAM.
Are
RAM.
Selected or not selected.
One.
So that's a slight down. But overall, it's working very well. And for basic playing of streams in Winamp, which, you know, if you're going to a website and it tells you to click here to activate a stream, such as an ACB radio, you're perfectly capable of listening to a stream with Winamp and even doing basic loading of files. The Winamp playlist editor is not accessible in terms of arrowing through the options, but then screen readers require all sorts of configuration files for that anyway, so that's not terribly surprising. So that's homepage reader working in other applications. The three primary media players used by blind people, Winamp, RealPlayer, and Windows Media Player, are supported, and that's excellent news. And that is IBM Homepage Reader. It's an excellent product, particularly if one assumes that the slowness I'm experiencing with some of the menus, etc., is unique to my system. And as I've repeatedly said, don't be discouraged by that. I think that my system has a bit of a problem. I just didn't have time to look into too deeply before putting this review together. It sells for $129 US, and you can purchase it and download it. I think they can also ship you a CD as well. And for US customers, until the 31st of August, there's a $50 rebate program that you can take advantage of, which makes it even more of an affordable option. If you know of people who are looking at purchasing some sort of product solely for the use of email and the web, this is a contender. Absolutely no doubt about that. It has some wonderful features. You may also like to look at it if you're dissatisfied with your own web browsing, because the interface in Homepage Reader is a bit unique and it may suit some people more than the other interfaces from the screen readers suit some people. So definitely give this a look. You can go to the website and download a 30-day trial of it and put it through its paces yourself. And it will be interesting to hear via lists such as the Blind Tech List or even ACB Radio Friends what you think of this product. The address, if you wish to find out more information, I think there may be a newer one, but this link still works. It's www.ibm.com/SNS. That's www.ibm.com/Sierra November Sierra.